The definition of read is as follows. Look at and comprehend the meaning of written or printed matter by mentally interpreting the characters or symbols of which it is composed. Is there anything further than that? Stay tuned to 26, the podcast. According to a study done by the Pew Research Center in 2015, 7 out of 10 Americans had read a book within that year. That number was down 7% compared to a study done in 2011. The study also showed that 27% of Americans read an e-book compared to 17% in 2011. That same study showed that reading declined as we got older. 18 to 29-year-olds topped the list at 80% readership, while those over 65 dropped down to 69%. At first, I was surprised by those numbers, but as I thought it through, it makes sense. Reading, by the classical definition, is dropping yearly because, as a society, we have many distractions that only increase with each iteration of technology. Younger people read more on average because they are in some type of higher education and have to for their classes. The over 65 statistics at first seemed a little questionable to me. I wondered why a group of people that in general had more time on their hands decided to read less. I headed over to a local retirement home to ask the question of why. I was not allowed to bring a microphone in, but I was permitted to speak with whomever was around and didn't mind. I should have called ahead to speak with management and get permission first, but lesson learned. I did, however, get the answers I was looking for. 84-year-old Miss Mary told me that she doesn't read as much anymore because the letters are too small for her eyes. Her 29-year-old granddaughter comes in weekly to read a few chapters from a book to her. They are currently reading Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. 77-year-old Mr. Bentley told me that he already read anything worth reading. He doesn't want to waste whatever time he has left looking at a piece of paper. 80-year-old Mrs. Martinez told me that the only book worth reading at this point in her life was the Bible. She does, however, read to her great-grandchildren when they visit her monthly. She reads whatever little golden books are lying around. My favorite answer, however, came from 94-year-old Mr. Harris. He showed me his room that had two bookcases in it. Each bookcase had close to 100 books in them. He told me about a deal he made with himself and his now deceased wife 30 years ago. He never read much as a younger man because he was busy supporting his family as a traveling salesman. He traveled around the world selling window blinds, which kept him on the road often. He also coached his son's Little League and his grandson's Little League. Whatever time he had left, he liked to spend chatting with his wife Margaret, who was an avid reader. He was content with life as it was. When Margaret became ill, however, she wasn't able to talk as much, and her strength and spirits got worse with each passing day. He knew how much Margaret loved reading. So he started to read to her. He would sit by her bedside and read one book after another. He spoke with the members of her book club and read everything they passed on to him to Margaret. It was through this that Mr. Harris discovered that he liked reading. Margaret wanted a promise from him that he would not stop reading after she was gone. He promised her that he would keep her memory alive by continuing to read. Margaret passed away at the age of 67 from cancer. I could see the tears in Mr. Harris's eyes as he told me about her. He truly, deeply loved her. He feels that as long as he continues to read, Margaret is still with him. "That's why I'm 94," he told me. "I still have hundreds of books to read. Margaret is proud of me. I feel it in my heart." The thing that I found most curious about my visit is that in the main community hall, there was an audiobook playing. I could tell that many of the residents were paying attention, yet not one of them, when asked, admitted to reading. The activities coordinator told me that she puts on audiobooks daily for them. Many residents refer to it as storytelling time. Maybe Audible.com, who is not a sponsor yet, hint hint, is missing out on the major market. This leads me to another finding by the Pew Research Center. 12% of Americans say that they listen to audiobooks. Many refer to it as reading. That is an interesting thing to say. Some people who listen to audiobooks think that they are reading. Yet, the definition of reading, look at and comprehend the meaning of written or printed matter by mentally interpreting the characters or symbols of which it is composed. Clearly, it says written or printed material. What do you think? I think that the definition should be comprehend the meaning of words using one or more senses. Blind people use the sense of touch to read Braille. Listening to audiobooks uses the sense of hearing to transfer words to our mind. I believe that we limit what reading can be by narrowing the definition. Reading is converting words into thoughts and images, opening our imaginations, and exploring our horizons. I have to say that I enjoyed my day at Oaks Retirement Home. I urge you to volunteer at your local retirement home. There are so many wonderful stories waiting to be told, and so much experience waiting to be shared. I'd like to thank the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for funding part of the Pew Foundation study. I'd also like to thank the wonderful residents and staff at Oaks Retirement Home. Thank you for listening to the 26th podcast. Find us and subscribe on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pocket Casts, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Make sure to visit us at 26podcast.com and follow us on Twitter at 26podcast. That's at 26podcast. If you have questions or comments, send those to info at 26podcast.com. Remember that sharing is caring, so share this podcast with a friend. Until next time.